Hello and welcome back to the Sensei Podcast. I'm Paul, the game master. We're here with Natalie who plays Bright Force.
Bright Force.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
And Art, who plays Shinsaku.
Everybody.
I was really hoping that everyone would catch
on
that
though. I was know, doing. But my team do it, so.
For the Pokemon thing?
No, I was hoping that you were going to say your hero name, and I got, now I'm sad.
Did I
not catch what you said?
No, you did not.
No, you didn't.
What did she say?
I said Bright Force.
Okay, yep, nope, didn't pick that up. Fuck me.
I picked up on it and just kind of went, what?
Yes!
I know.
No, and now we can't do it. We can't do it again because then it will be not genuine. Ungenuine.
If you want one more shot
at it. No. Move on.
Genuine.
Move on.
Now
it wouldn't be genuine. It wouldn't be genuine. That's
all right.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm sorry. So, who remembers what happened last time?
No, I got a question of the day.
I was trying to avoid the question of the day.
What are your characters, like, cape aspirations? What is their, like, end-all, be-all goal as a cape?
Ow.
Too deep.
for example, I can give you one, like, Batman's goal is to keep his city safe and to, you know, prevent people from dying. Mm-hmm. Superman's is to do the same thing but for the whole fucking world because he has Gary Sue syndrome. Gary Sue, and because he is. Archie, or Zeus, his is to keep the Midwest safe. He'll protect the world, but his main focus is the Midwest because it's where his family is. You know? But then there's smaller time people like,
Quasar.
Okay, Quasar. Quasar is her own thing. Quasar's been fun.
Are you saying she's evil?
Yeah, he's evil. No.
What's that dealing with?
Shut up.
I can see that's going to be one of the way this night's going to go.
Cerberus. Ooh. His goal is to be the best soldier he can, and the best way he can keep fighting is with the FSA.
I think there's another goal, but ultimately, yeah.
That's it. With the bunny?
Yeah.
Avenge the bunny.
Yes.
That's it.
It is the sad.
I mean, that's something we could explore at a later date, but he already looks out for Rainbow. Mm-hmm. That I wrote into his backstory.
Not that he's allowed on ground.
No, but you know, every once in a while there's that Overwatch feeling.
Exactly.
And like, Cat knows that he's there, and Cat knows what he's up to.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Rainbow already has like 5 turrets and magic warding.
Yeah.
Doesn't really need the assistance. It doesn't need the assistance, but he feels obligated.
All right. So, those are your examples. So, who's gonna go first?
Well, we covered one.
Yeah, but I asked for this character. I just got a bonus for free. Thanks.
Yeah, so this board is one size too big. I was like, I couldn't have this.
The million doesn't work. Men's. Yeah. As we've seen.
Yeah, that was fun. So, alright, last time go. He's got several that he's working on. Several things working
What's
on,
the end all be all goal?
That's very difficult to define. I mean, yeah, you gave us examples of well known characters, but we're not through with developing these characters.
Because I was literally going to say, because she's,
I mean, we could also say, well, we're trying to keep our city safe.
Right.
But we're also building these characters, so it's hard to define that. Like,
okay, what's Blastar
wants to Blastar wants to get into the psychotherapy field. That's something that developers will play it.
That's a great goal.
It's not his end-all, be-all.
Okay, what's a big event they have? Is that fair?
Does that count?
Yes, that would count.
Okay, I'm good. I'll shut up now. For Damon, protecting is great. Windows got another protector. More referencing Mary Swan, who we still don't know about.
Or Williams. Mary Williams.
Who we still don't know about.
No. No, you don't. And he hasn't mentioned it, so.
Dick. Mm-hmm. You could have been there.
You also haven't made that phone call yet.
I was playing during the break. Or the attendant.
Yeah, the end of the time scope here,
because she's supposed to call me back.
Yes, you're right. So that call will happen after this. But like, cut that out for me. Art?
Well, I have it in my back then.
Talk to me. Remind me.
Tell the audience. True way of Bushido to check the weekend episode.
Okay. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Even as a Shinsoku, it still makes sense.
I've got another one to last hour.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr.
That's a new goal for, I think, several of us at the party.
Yep. Yeah, that's been a goal for a couple episodes now.
I think the best way to protect the weak and the early innocent
is to fuck that guy up.
Is to fuck that guy up.
Yeah.
All right. Natalie, it's Bright Force.
Okay, mine was going to be really superficial, which is, you know, she's a teenager. She's kind of dumb. She's like, well, I would do it for the rest of my life because I love this so much. I could do this forever. Not realizing, you know, she's only 18 years old. And that's not really a smart goal.
Whoa, you mean to be a quote Kate person, really?
Yeah.
That is a valid goal.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, look at that.
That's true.
Or Superluminal.
Yeah.
Or Lyser Mortoon. Yep. Like, but there are some that have been capes for 100 years.
A funny goal.
Mr. P.
A funny goal is to get strong enough to where Alchemoshion does not have to pull punches / let her win.
He doesn't.
You know, you're as strong as he is right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
24 strength. That's who he is.
Oh, 20th level barbarian.
He is now. Yeah.
He wasn't before.
He isn't.
No, he wasn't before. You said he was level 16.
Yeah.
When we first fought.
He wouldn't have been so much. So he's only a 20 strength.
No, but he could have, like, the strength power set.
He does. I'm not going to bail myself out of this now.
Or another power set we don't have access to.
Yeah.
That boosts strength.
He has a little bit extra strength. Or an item or something like that. He has a 24 strength.
It's his Luchador mask.
It's
the
dog.
Yeah. Not the mask. It's the other part of the Luchi costume.
The
cape.
No.
The boots.
Full on unicard.
No gloves.
No. He goes. I picture him going, like, full on, you know, bare chest, you know. He just. Where's the Speedo and the mask?
Oh, got it, yes.
Occasionally with the cape.
Lucha! Fuck them! Alright. So, okay, I'll take that. Are you happy with your goal?
No, but...
Would you like a do-over? No. So, can someone give me a 30-second recap?
Because, you know, I'm a Disney princess.
She hasn't already beaten that goal almost.
She just needs a kingdom.
There you go. I need a fucking kingdom. All right, Paul. Next goal. Next thing. Next shopping spree. Kingdom.
So the 30-second recap: the before, after our trip to the basement
was in the first half.
Right, because it was before I met up with you guys, I met up at the very end. 30-second recap. My character gave out goodies. We went to a partially other-dimensional shrine. Found the shrine looked okay. We had six months to 3 years before the veil between the different planes falls apart. We fought the Shadowbringer. And then we went back to find him.
The way to do that is it was the Ides of March.
Ides of March.
We had when we fought the
Shadowbringer.
Shadowbringer.
What did you get? Okay.
That was at the start of it.
Oh.
During the gifts section.
Yeah.
Okay.
I shared a picture with you.
Yes.
And then we also realized that since she's moving around, that we need to go check the shrine.
Yep.
And we
cut it. Yes.
We need to go check the shrine. And that's where we're going to be leaving things for today.
Shit.
Her presence tells us that the shrine's health is degraded a lot more.
Yes.
The planar balance is off. We need to go to the Tori Gate to check it again. Last note.
And we both have to be there.
Okay.
I thought we were going to do more with Ides of March, but...
It's still that day.
Going on.
It's like 1 o'clock.
Y'all
have 5 hours left in your shift, you know?
We have to go home early because there's an interdimensional emergency.
Does anyone have the girl's name written down?
She never gave us a name?
No.
Oh, I was calling her the Shadow Girl.
I put Shadow Girl.
Got it. If we name her, she's about to get retconned right here.
Yeah, she didn't get named. She didn't give us a name.
We
gave her one of Shinsoku's cards.
I gave her one of my cards.
And she poofed out, right?
Yep.
She poofed out, but Jim's tracking her cell phone. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So, you guys are going back to the Tory gate, right?
Yep.
In the garden?
Yeah. I put out the guy that was going to email you. You sucked the wind out and blasted away the air, so it was fire.
That's pretty cool.
That was. Cool enough for inspiration.
I think you did.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It maxed me out.
I was going to say, oh, fuck, Nail. You should have been like, oh, yeah, Paul, you should have given him inspiration, and then you would have forgotten, and then he would have got an extra. Damn it!
But he's capped out.
Yeah, but I can give it to somebody else.
Yeah, maybe I could have it, because I was really... Well,
enthusiastic for
it? Enthusiastic about it last time. What?
Yeah. Alright.
Well.
Alright, so the Tory Gate.
So you guys go to the Tory Gate inside the secluded garden of Albert Toronto.
Is Jen done there, by the way? With the hard drive?
Not even close. There are things after petabytes. The thing after petabytes, but I'm not going to look it up. She says, this is going to take at least an additional... If it's well done, it'll take a week. If it's fast, it can be done in 3 days. But then she could miss them.
It's already been 2 weeks.
I know.
I'm just saying.
That was to break.
This is for the audience.
Yeah, that was what
it's already been a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what it took to break the encryption. She's finally in.
All right.
So she just needs to know, do you guys want it quick and dirty, or do you want the effect, the full pull?
Take your time. Exabytes.
Cool. Exabytes. Which is 1,000 petabytes. Okay.
Insane.
Yes. All right. So.
So that's
pretty. Yeah, you guys need to. My brain is
looking at the portal.
Full ass
turn. Wow.
It has been a fucking day. So, you guys show up to the Tory Gate and you tell Jen, yes, take as much time as you need. Do it as thoroughly as possible. She says, okay, come back and check on me in a week and then check back on me a week after that. You walk into the Tory Gate and you see that there is a spark of shadow, a spark of blackness in the field that wasn't there before. And I mean, it would be infinitesimal. It's nothing. But if there was nothing before, and now there's a spark of color, black thereof. And as you watch it, how long do you stay watching it?
What does my opponent tell me about this role?
Can I assist?
Absolutely.
Right.
Or if you actually no, we'll probably have the two really smart people.
Or
you help him and I roll normal.
Yes.
Wait, no, what
you
if
already
I
roll at advantage?
Couldn't I give someone bardic inspiration?
Absolutely.
Who wants bardic?
Give it to him because he's getting advantage and he's a high step.
Okay, bardic inspiration.
Did you see how many of those you have now?
Oh, Paul! I have 7 now!
Why do you have 7?
I don't know.
31. 18 on the die, 13 for the plus. And it's a d6 for the bardic inspiration. Right, you have an idea for it. Correct.
Why do I have something? We let the people know.
Thank you, Stokes.
I know. By the wrong person.
Why do I have
that? You have a need.
Right, I forgot.
I'm so sorry, I'm derailing the podcast.
Four. I rolled a 7, plus 16, plus 4 for the bardic inspiration for 27. I rolled a 31 without advantage and without the bardic die.
Oh, well. All right, so we'll give you the low number first, Mr. I had all the help in the world and couldn't pull it the fuck off.
Remember, I'm a horizon one. This is my shit.
It's kind of your shit, yeah. So this, actually, you were going to have a lower DC anyway, so now you're going to get this. So, or in this case, Shinsoku, you know that a field like this, it represents the purity of the world around it. Any extra dimensional influences on it will color it. That's black. That's bad. That's a connection to the shadow, to the plane of shadow. You're pretty sure that when you guys would like open the portal to the Twilight Realm, something would show up here, but then because you closed the portal, it would go away. It isn't going away. Mr. Horizon Walker 31, which is definitely his new handle on the internet. this is, not only is it bad, but as you can, stand pondering it and talking about it, another dot appears next to it. You guys probably talk for 10 minutes. In the grand scheme of things, it's nothing. But it's 1/10,000 of 1%. But that's still a lot. There should be nothing, and there should be infinite flickers, you know?
Stay.
Exactly. So there's this girl is somehow tapping into the shadow room, but she's not closing the door behind her. Every time she teleports, she's leaving behind a little tiny portal.
Oh boy, more of your friends are coming.
Oh, I'm no! I'm going to say Minion is not a friend. But...
What?
Master, I feel the connection.
Question.
Okay. Well, in relation to Dracula's thing?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. That's good, because my brain went there first, like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
we did this. We did this.
No, 31, I'll give you two straight.
Mm-hmm.
You had nothing to do with it.
So oh my god, it's our fault.
Is there anything we can do to reduce it from here? Do we basically need to go to her and contain her power?
Well, there's,
or what is best option?
There's two things that need to happen. With a role like that, I'm going to tell you. You need to float, you need to go to where she's teleported, and have someone with dimensional powers rectify it,
or,
that, or some kind of magic. And then you need to find her and stop her from teleporting until someone can teach her how to fucking use her powers. Because, I mean, just go find Shade.
So,
and Bright Force would know once Dimension Shadow powers, Shade is the person who would be able to teach her.
So, what I'm hearing is we split the party.
Yeah, that does be how it is.
So taking Bright Force to Shade, and then meeting up with Art.
I was going to say Shinsoku and Bright Force go to Shade.
And you and I don't have connection to her. He's the one with the card.
Correct.
But he's the one that has to take her or Shade to her.
I can go
you
to
and
him.
I can go and close the portals. I thought she had to close the portals.
No, you have to close the portals.
Okay.
So does Jen know, can Jen track where these portals are, where she was teleporting?
No, but with a ritual, a 10-minute ritual, you could track it down magically. Or Shinsoku could.
Or the Horizon Author.
Yeah, you can go this way.
Okay. So, I get one free for a short rest.
It would find the nearest
Horizon Author 31, and
yeah, it would, star, okay, it would find the nearest dimensional anomaly. And actually, I'm going to give you that with your crazy roll. You managed to construct what is going to be called a dimensional compass.
So do I have limited access to more of my Horizon Walk abilities then?
No. It's dimensional anomaly. It's different.
Okay.
And not a full portal like your ability, but this is a disturbance.
I feel a disturbance. I'm going to want that for a drone.
All right. Dimensional compass written down.
You're going to want to study it, take it apart, put it back together, filter it.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to send it around the city.
Yeah. Write that down, by the way.
What?
I'll forget it exists, but that's a good ass idea.
Could we do that right now?
Yeah,
Falcon.
Yeah, I was gonna say the word the word drone appears, and then Falcon is just like, yes.
Falcon says, yes, Master.
Or Mistress. Right Force.
Master.
Right Force.
Right Force Luna.
Pal. You know what? No, Luna. She makes Falcon say friend. Yes, friend.
Yeah, friend.
We want him to do what again?
If he can read the compass, he can locate where the anomalies are and mark them on
the
map for
cool.
us.
Cool.
He can do it.
I show him a compass. Do you know what this is?
Analyzing.
Stop shaking your hand.
Analyzing.
Every time you move your hand, he has to
and
start over.
And he picks it up.
I'm sorry, I have shaking hands.
Analyzing. Object unidentified. Function. Location. Mm-hmm. Query.
It's called a compass.
Dimensional compass.
Dimensional compass.
Understood. Designation. Dimensional compass.
Compass. Dimensional compass.
Should I integrate?
Yes.
Understood. And the chest opens and it eats it.
I'm not getting back. I'm not getting back, am I?
You hear crunching noises?
I'm so sorry.
And then around one of its like talons, a little ring appears into the same metal it is, with a little gem that looks just like the dimensional compass, with a little floating thing.
Oh, we got a dimensional compass.
Here you go.
No, it's attached.
No. I'm so sorry.
So now we have to send him around the city.
Okay, I need you to go around the city, and then wait because he starts laughing and to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So I need you to, you know how we taught you how to track on the phone. You send your little ping to the phone. I need you to do that. I need you to do that every time you find one of these dimensional doodads, anomalies.
Understood.
Send it to my phone.
Send it to his phone. Demon's phone. No, wait! Send it to, and then she points to him, his phone.
Understood. Would you like me to go now?
Yes.
Let's take him outside of the pocket dimension first.
No!
Fun.
You need to go out. We're going to take you outside first.
Wait. You hold on to him. Go outside and go.
Put your wings down. Put your wings down. Stop flapping. Stop flapping. Stop.
Yes.
Does it look like that one? How to put down the pets?
I was going to say, it's like one of those where the falcon is too excited to go, and the person forgets to take off the like little feety things, and they go, and they just go, oh, no!
Have you seen that comic? It was mm-hmm. like, when you put down a dog, you gotta put him down gently. Cats, you can just drop a bird, and show the guy holding a bird like a football.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, sorry.
So, you guys exit the traditional Garden of Amaterasu, and falcon looks at you and says, would you like me to go?
Yes.
Yes.
Cracking. and little like afterburners come out of its butt, and it just launches into the air. But and then starts flapping, and you see little like flames trailing from its wings. That is, it's taking hauling ass to get high up.
You know, for being a drone, it's not very quiet.
No, dead quiet.
Oh, really?
No noise.
How fast is the fly? Almost as fast as
it. It's got a speed of 120, and no, it's got a speed of 150. It can.
And that's the number one word in the movie.
Same with
it. And if I could just keep up with it. Yeah, it was about to be
in a straight line, in a dive, it multiplies it by five.
I want him to start getting notifications like about like there's like a dead rat, that he finds like a dead rat somewhere.
That was not in the program.
What you're going to find is that there are six dimensional anomalies, and it's actually recording them with colors. Four of them are black, one is red, and there's another blue.
Okay, so is it the black one? Is it the closest one?
I have a really bad on this.
Yeah. Good.
What's his name?
Natalie.
Yeah.
Where would your dad be?
Shit.
And where would Shade? Because Shade would be with him.
Yes,
he
would be. Oh no.
Okay, where are you going with that? Apparently, I'm not.
I'm thinking my teleport since I got the water power set.
You can test it.
Yeah, that's basically I'm gonna see if I.
And actually, you're. Connection to Orodo Phoenix is why it doesn't do that.
Okay.
Because you're using his essences to do it.
Okay.
So you're okay.
Okay.
Also, you're using the Silver Phoenix armor, which is helping. Yeah. Essentially, it's purifying what you do. Yeah. If you didn't have that armor, it would be fucking shit up.
Okay. So at least the blue marks aren't me.
Yes. Yeah. A blue and a red.
Singular.
Yeah.
Oh, and the blue mark is above. Okay, the blue mark is above. Stacks. So that it would be above Midtown, which is due north of the Stacks. It's like the suburban, that's the northwest kind of thing. Almost to the edge of the forest, which is where you guys went for the asylum.
Okay.
The blue mark the red mark is directly above detention. 5,000.
That's where we saw Jin Long fighting something.
That was purple, I remember it.
We should probably focus on a dark monster and then circle back to the other one. So, I'm going to stretch out my wings.
Yeah, I'm going to hand him something.
I will stare at it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we've already exchanged contact information.
Yes, but
we also
things
that are.
You take a bio sample, you got to cut full of the hairs so you can get to them.
Okay.
We've done this before.
Yeah.
We've been working with you for at least, 4 months.
You separate from a teleporter.
Actually, no. We've only been working for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Actually, but him.
Oh, years.
No, years. Years? They get together faster than you did.
Before the surge?
Yes.
Yeah. We were well, there was no bright force.
No, they didn't have a bright force. Now they had a brute force after the surge, but not before.
Yeah. It's okay.
As I was explaining, I will stretch out my wings that I recently received.
Yeah, his sword does all kinds of crazy shit. You'll learn more about it as it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not read that page essay right now.
Alright. So, let's see how close you are to this. Who wants to roll it? I'll call it. Roll a d12, somebody.
Or six.
Call, ooh, call fun! Six. It's my turn.
Okay, now I can roll a d12. That's fine.
You're in. Are you supposed to see it?
Yes, I am.
I've already said my number, so...
Really?
Yeah.
She rolled a six. There's one, 500 feet to your... And 500 foot to the south.
They're in 12 seconds. God fucking
damn it. You're not strong enough to carry him.
You forgot him.
I have a 15 strength.
How do you think he can carry you?
Two steps.
I can spell.
But just carry. There's a little demeaning.
yeah, Superman I'm Harry. Not used to that.
Well, you go from you going on my shoulder to now being like bridal carried.
And I like how he can hold you by the shoulders. He doesn't drop you like a fucking missile if he needs to.
Oh yeah, we got our own guy.
All right. So you fly over and you see that it is at a it's a falafel shop, and it's like in the back room. It's like where you know in like restaurants where they have the food prepped, they haven't handed it out yet, like they're getting ready for a big rush. Wherever that's at, it's in the resting the food rest.
The warmer racks.
Yeah, the warmer racks. And you see that there's like you hear someone yelling Farsi and so like understand it.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, you still have that
word. Oh, okay. You can't speak, but you can understand stuff. Oh, operating languages, no tongues. But you understand that yelling. Like, there were a dozen packages of falafel here, falafel bites here. Why are there only three left?
Hey, business.
we pull out the badges.
If only they teleported, they might have taken it.
And you hear you go, ICE! And they all run.
No!
What's interaction?
Yeah, I definitely do that.
I tend to tell a manager.
The manager's like, I'm sorry. He is perfect. I'm sorry. Yes, they are all they are all documented. It's just, it's a cultural thing for these.
This being teleported, I have evidence that he's been in this area. I'm assuming that.
Would you sign this paperwork saying that it was a super related incident and the super insurance will cover the other things they stole?
Well, things are missing today, still. I'm looking at him through the emotional.
Oh, spectrum. He's lying through his ass.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I also have advantage on insight checks.
Okay, well, I have a 4. Plus 4 is 8.
My base is a 10.
Roll your dice and we'll see how badly he gets himself wrecked.
17 plus 10 to 27.
Okay, every word this man says is a lie, and therefore, just for the next like little bit. Oh, she broke into the safe. She took a lot of cash that, all non-marked bills, loose 20s. It was probably like almost $10,000. No, you never set up the sheet.
He said E.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm sure he had exactly signed up this time.
But you said it was a super related incident, and he tries to, like, shove, like, the physical form into your chest, like, very insistently.
I will proceed to ignore him and then focus on examining the area.
I will distract while he does this. I will talk with him and just charm him.
He is standing directly in the middle of where you need to be. You can't work with what he's...
Tell you what, we'll talk about this. Let's go sit down and have something to discuss this, like adults.
Ask doesn't care.
But I'm calling him a child?
Exactly. I'm going to have to go call the owner, and he stops off. Like, you're still within eyesight, and he says, don't eat any of the food! And he grabs his phone, and he's like staring, yes!
I won't. Get
him. She says, they have the good falafel. It's okay. I'll take care of it. And it's like you look back and there's like 5 bags of falafel bites missing. the remaining 3 bags are missing, and like 4 like the big falafel like logs that they used to carve off are missing too.
They're all in her dimensional space.
Yes. And she pops out. She's got one paw. She's now on a falafel bite. It's pretty good. Yeah. The terrible name. It's awful falafel.
So you're. So do I need to make any rules to close this thing?
Yeah, it's going to be. See, it isn't a power, so I'm gonna have to make a wisdom check.
Efficiency.
Yes.
So roll the 3. I got lucky. I rolled a 4.
I got lucky. Change die. Change die. Change the die. There you go.
I rolled a 9 plus 5 plus 5 to
19. Oh, thank God.
You feel it creak close. You actually, like, feel it creak. You don't hear it. No one hears it, but... And you're going to get some backlash.
I'm okay with backlash. Especially since my sword moves me every turn.
This is not going to do that. But this will tell you how bad it is. This is... You know the DC was 20, okay? This is what you took for take for being one off. Take 13 points.
And I added to the pool. A feeling.
That does not apply.
Oh.
It isn't you.
Oh.
It isn't you healing.
That would have been beautiful. we just sit there and we needle him all day.
No shit, that's why, that's why it's not allowed.
He's so great.
I just keep punching him. What? Why are you guys telling me to stop? God!
8 points. 8 points.
8 minutes later.
I'm good.
Alright. But yeah, you feel it snap shut, and it is... It's a raw wound. If she were to teleport here again, it would rupture badly.
What was the damage type?
Undefined. Like an arcane... let's call it dimensional rip damage. You know that you, in particular, are less susceptible. Other people would probably take double.
What's the total?
13.
Okay.
So, but at, at most, a minute later...
So, assuming you laid out to the party that this is... First one closed, and I'm having two of them.
Yeah.
Before, like,
you have no max range, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
That's some good ass. All right. So,
the next one, or are we going to switch
The falafel guy is he, essentially, he's the owner, he's, you hear the owner, because you've got put, expertise in perception, so he'll tell you. The owner basically says, give them whatever the fuck they want, and get the hell out of there. Like, close up the shop for the day. It's either we're looking at the fucking open shop anyway, trying to rip people out of money by going to sell things at a street vendor I told you not to hire. We'll have a talk later. This guy got his ass chewed off, and you heard it.
I heard it. Oh, we 30 passes.
You have kinda, 30. Yeah, you heard it too.
We're both kind of like cheering mentally.
And
you guys are sitting there like, what the hell
is happening?
Oh, no. The moment you guys turned off.
And then you hear, hand the cape to the phone. I don't want to talk. This is my phone. He says, fuck your phone. Now. He says, you'll be reluctantly hand the phone.
You teleport? Hello?
Hi, this is Ron Falafel. I'm sorry.
Hi, Ron. No, it's...
Sorry, this is the Falafel King. Sorry, my name's Ron, but I won't call him Falafel. Yes, I was a part of a small cape for a little while. Things got bad. Yes, and you know he was. You actually recognize... you recognize that this is a very minor... He has the ability to make like falafel and use them as weapons. Like, you can shoot him at speed.
That's beautiful.
And he was the falafel king.
You know, my grandfather's a big fan.
And I didn't catch your name.
I'm blast off.
El Caboose Jones, a big fan?
Yeah.
Can I quote you on that?
I can actually see about getting have a talk with you himself.
That would be phenomenal. I don't have people anymore. I'll call you. Can I get your publicist number?
I mean, I can give you mine. I'm public.
Can I get your publicist's number?
CC's phone number.
Lines.
No, I'm not going to piss her off.
Give him CC's phone number.
What's the
theme
that we had? Oh, we didn't do
that. Oh, well,
in any case,
we'll do it again in a session.
I forget that.
Publicist?
Yes, you have a publicist.
Yes, we.
No one give a number, so no one came to him except for Damon the backstory. So
yes, cool. I
actually have. You have your episode approved one, unless you went to the one your grandfather recommended.
Yeah, probably.
The grandfather. His name is Hernando Bereja, and he has been. Your social media presence has just spiked. He's posting every day, 6-7 times a day on each of your accounts, unique posts. He's really doing a bang job. He'll get advantage of your food. And you give him the number, and he's very thankful, and he says, please take whatever you want food-wise. I told him not to open the shop today anyway. Thank you. And I appreciate that more than this asshole understands. And he says, you can hand him back the phone. I'm going to keep going at him, so you can leave, though.
Okay. I'll give him the phone back.
And you hear close the door. He's talking to you.
Yeah. Gotcha, sir. Hail to the king.
Write him down as a contact. Falafel King. He's a connection to loyalty one.
That's all my shadow.
That is some shadow. I'm going to use it from now on, because it makes so much sense to track it, how well connected they are.
You'll need to work on that. That's not exactly.
No, I can probably. That's pretty obvious. One connection, two connections, one way. So they do you a favor if it helps. Basically. All right. So you guys go to head towards the next one, which is almost opposite. It's like
no, that was supposed to be me.
We roll.
Roll d6.
No.
Okay, what number?
Yours is six.
Yours is six. It's eight. It's eight. You see the number?
So you got one. It's you guys are in the southern part of the stacks. It's Actually, it's by the old Thunder Amusement Park in the southern end of the city.
Interesting. Can you fly?
Fortunately. We're going to flash over to the other squad. So, did you just teleport them to, like, to her apartment, her dad's apartment?
Well, no, I asked her where do you think your dad would be, or
where do you think she
actually,
is?
Or you know, can you get a hold of Shade and find out where he is?
And do you have a lock of his hair?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm calling Shade.
You didn't say that.
Well, you didn't say anything.
Calling Shade.
Oh.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, where you at?
I'm too dead.
She's like filtering through Bob to get the lock of hair for her.
No, I thought it'd be like a locket or something that he gave you.
Oh, that's actually that's a lot better.
You know, it's important to him.
Earring.
It has a pentagram on it, like an old school magic.
That's fair. Okay, she's like filtering through to like stuff. Oh, you're with my dad. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're down. We're actually in Government Plaza. There's a big like rally going on. Trying to move towards Cape Reform.
Oh, we're gonna need his help.
We need your help with something.
I can't leave unless you find somebody to take my spot for the day. I'm sorry.
Could I switch you?
Tag out.
Can I tag you out?
No, actually. You need someone with movement power.
She is a movement
power. She is a movement power! I am a movement power!
I guess I have jumping ability.
Oh my god, imagine. No, right now.
Oh, Alice, within 10 feet of her, gaining movement, too.
I guess you could swap in. I mean, said I would be here with you, but yeah.
Well, you're gonna be really helping out my party. We're gonna teleport to you, like, and then she hands over the thing, and like now, hangs up. Hi.
So you are at a rally, and you hear the dramatically like anti-Cape speaker is ranting and raving. See Roger is just going fucking kill. How did I think this guy wasn't brilliant before? God save me. And he's kind of the little bit here is like
caves are a menace on this city and the country, and they the entire practice should be abolished. Blah 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 blah
blah blah blah blah blah.
And then he goes on to cite like different things that got destroyed in Cape battles, but then you realize that all of them were destroyed by cowls.
I wish I was there. Unfortunately, I don't think I have that, yeah.
Oh, so you're talking to the back of your head, so...
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I looked up a particular spell that I actually have. I wish I was there.
I actually might have that!
Let's ask the bard if she has it.
Oh, yeah.
She might. Silence!
Blah, 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 blah.
I get killed by the
bad. Oh, yeah. I'll get parted.
Ceiling and floor. We got it.
It's the second level spell.
Oh, no, I don't have it. But I kind of want to do. What if I did? No, I was gonna say Zone of Truth, and then he'd be like, "I'm a sad man."
Do it.
Wait a second. I got this.
Can I do that?
Are you there?
No.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you can cast that. What's the range on it?
60 feet.
You can call someone.
You work your way through the
absolutely.
You just walk through the crowd like they don't exist because they can't stop you.
Yeah.
They literally can't stop you.
No, one of them puts their hand on my shoulder and I go, "I'm going to flip you."
And
you're like,
no, you're public identity cape. That's a threat.
Yeah. No, I won't do that then.
Yeah. You know, are you actually telling the party what your thoughts are before you do this?
Do I? Oh.
Or are you just doing it? An impetuous teenager who's going to do that.
You hear, I'm gonna zone shoot him.
I'm gonna stop this guy from,
I'm gonna zone shoot him.
Stop this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. That actually is a relevant thing that happened. I gotta roll this.
Oh, no, I know. I go back.
No.
You're doing something hilariously good.
Okay.
Hey, Paul.
Oh.
What's your spell save again?
20.
Plus
7 and 5, 20. It's a DC 20. 8 plus 12 is
22. It's
20.
Okay.
It says 20. Well, I'm going to let everyone at the table know I rolled a goddamn 1. So
is it like permanent?
So usually it has, you don't have to. It just won't let you lie. His is, because it was so goddamn shitty.
He doesn't realize that he's
going to be saying the truth. So he was saying how caves were causing problems in the city. He says, instead he's saying, I'm being paid a lot of money to say that capes are bad because I work for the CARE Foundation.
Oh, that's even better.
He slaps his mouth shut and he's like, I didn't mean to say that. I'm going to leave the stage right
no,
now.
No, he can't lie. I didn't mean to say that.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he didn't mean to say that. Yeah.
I'm probably going to be killed for this. And he leaves. And walks off stage.
Oh, my. I think Nihilo just killed somebody.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
He
made his own bed.
To potentially kill someone.
What?
He has a very good chance he doesn't love you.
Yeah.
And in your shade, go, well, shit. Hey, Jen, I need you to put a protective detail on Councilman.
Can I work my way
Gomez? Over? Yeah, Councilman Gomez, please. Yeah, he may have just admitted he wouldn't care on stage about lying.
He work. He's paid off by.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. He said, quote, I'm not going to live through the night when someone uses all the truth. Yeah, it was Bright Force. He had asked who it was.
No,
it wasn't. It was not done maliciously. Understood. I'll follow through. All right, thank you. But you're fine.
Thank you.
It's well within your rights to make someone tell the truth.
Oh, good.
Especially in a public forum like this. If it was inside a building, he would have had you. But it's not against the law to do it in a public forum.
All right.
But it's not a combat ready.
Well, hey, nice to see you.
Yeah, he goes. Yeah, gives you a quick kiss. And says, okay, where do you?
We
have a shadow issue.
Okay.
There is a young lady who has tapped into the shadow realm and is using it to teleport.
Is that the weird feeling of the day?
Oh, yeah. There's at least 4 spots that are open that we know of.
You know what? She's close behind.
No. I don't think she's had this power more than 12 hours.
Oh, then I can... Come here. I will see you later.
Yep.
She looks over. He looks over at Bright Force and gives you a quick hug.
Hi.
And kiss on the top of the head because you're short. and he's tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, "Watch your dad. He has a bad head. Hold on.
No.
Watch your dad. He's a bad header trying to slip you." And you look around.
Oh my God! I'm dead.
He says, "Yeah. So there he goes. Find your dad. We're gonna go. Thank you." He says, "I can get her. I can take you to her."
Okay. I'll be happy to let you.
See, there's the twinge again. There, she just used it. And he swirls his cloak, and the three of you all sink into the ground.
Three.
Two.
No, she's staying.
Yeah.
It's two of you.
Right. A falcon.
And then you sink into the ground, and you pop out of a shadow portal, about 3 foot above the ground. Yeah, it's great. And there's a girl who is sitting, kicked up on it, this is like a full-on Boxcar Children style, like, that minute of a shipping container with, like, a TV with a solar panel that's punched through the hole at the top, and she's got, like, a futon bed that she obviously dragging herself because it's, like, not right next to the door because it's too fucking heavy, and she is just living it up in here. She's got, like, a mini fridge that looks like it's seen better days, and she is lounging on the couch, kind of holding her head with one hand while she eats flopple bites of it. And she's pulling the flopple bites out of Shadow Pool. Like, as she eats, we're going to flip it to the table to the other side.
The other side is not our screen.
Yes, sir. So we're going to go around the table counterclockwise. So this will go to where Rob and Blastar are. Oh, no. Them and then Blastar are. So you made it to the old Thunder amusement park. It was a cape-themed amusement park. It's been in place since, like, 500 plus was founded. And it's all wood coasters, like Cedar Point. And it's really cool. There was somebody who started funding it more. So they're updating a lot of things. So it hasn't been open for almost a year.
Combustion-themed ride, like the giant drop?
Yes, absolutely. And it's called the combustion drop.
I don't think it was the giant elbow drop.
Oh yeah, but it's good. He's got, and you ride like his elbow as it like as it falls. And it's him is like in his prime. It's not him like you know him now. And he still doesn't look old, but he looks
like the streaks of gray.
He looks 50, and this looks him. This is him at 20. This is him as like in his prime.
It's like a beefed up version.
Yeah. If you gained 180 pounds of muscle,
like I said, beefed up.
Yeah, beefcake though. Yeah. All right. You find that there is an old house of mirrors that it looks like she went into.
Right.
And you don't know why. there's not like a good reason why that would happen. To find your way through, make me a survival check. Whichever one of you wants to roll that. Or you can go with
that. I would say the wisdom person should roll.
That's actually looking up Alchemist and the actual appeared looking. And yeah, he does look like he's 50.
Yeah.
I just wanted to double check that. I thought it was young. Yeah.
No, he looks like
he looks young as well.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm just seeing
faces. He's like
survival, right?
Yeah. He's like 9 years old. He looks 50. He's doing good.
Does 21 work?
Yeah, you managed to track your way through.
Okay, but I only rolled a 6. See, if I'd have tried to help him, he'd be rolling at disadvantage.
I only got a plus 2. I got true sight, so...
You hate mirror. You realize that you actually hate mirror. Because you look back at yourself, and you see what you should have done. Like, you see
more than picking up.
Yes. And it's like, you're much more attractive, but you're seeing through the glass.
Well, with the sword, I look like the idealized version.
Yes. Exactly. Yes, Natalie.
Fun fact.
Yes.
They're called drop towers.
Yeah.
And it was invented in 1956.
Okay, good.
That's about the timeline.
1965 is when that would have been. 1960 is when the explosion happened, 5 years after that.
Yeah. So we are good to go in case anyone is like, they weren't invented yet. Yes, they were. Bam.
Plus, we're in Paul's timeline.
That's also true.
Okay. So she gives out the peace sign. Alright, so you guys track it down through, and you actually find what looks like a cache of...
Waffles?
No,
Oh yeah, I'm snacking on waffles.
You see is RSCPD, and it's like a cache of, you know, the energy weapon, and, like, grenades, and stuff like that. Like, this is obviously stolen off of the truck, like the supply truck that was on the
thing. Jen about that.
And Jen, you just say, hey, Jen.
Yeah.
I
was actually trying to be quiet.
There's no one here. There's no one here. Your perception
doesn't. Oh, then yeah. Hey, Jen. There's a stack of police here looking at my location. It's the only looks like.
Okay, I have record of 3 crates of grenades, 2 of body armor, and a single one of energy being missing.
Yep, that's it.
There are 2 crates of grenades missing.
Oh! Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there are 2 crates of grenades missing, but otherwise the rest of the stuff's here.
Would you like me to alert on CPD to their location so we can...
Yep.
Understood. I look at the special map.
Any
person stays I have the location ping, and there's a satellite for that.
Physically, they're not teleporting.
And you know that Jen operated a lot of micro-satellites that she operates off of, so she can move their own to whatever a cape needs.
So there's...
It's right next to... The pilot.
Got it.
Huh? So, great wisdom.
Yeah, wisdom perception. Wisdom proficiency.
19.
Not really. You can't even see it. You can't even see it. It was 9 damage. 10 damage this time, but you go under that.
Yep.
So we're dealing already putting it in for
you. Mm-hmm. Well, you kidding me? I would be normal healing myself, so that
the pool would go up.
Exactly.
It's saving. Where's your next one? Roll a d6. No, roll a d12. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Roll a d6 and a 6.
Roll a d12.
Six. I always pick 6.
Alright, I'm 12.
The nearest one is at the edge of the one in the suck, which is like halfway across the city at this point.
Well, I can even see how far I'm really fly.
I'll do 6 seconds.
You just do 120 miles an hour divided by your phone.
No, I'm casting haste myself.
The whole thing is 20 miles across. You're going like 14 miles, so it's like 3.5 minute flight.
Normally, without any, I'll fly. Hang on.
I was doing math.
And bird strike.
Ow!
Breathe through your nose, not your mouth. You'll catch something otherwise.
Roll me a dex save.
Here I am.
Yes.
Shit.
I'm gonna use a sword. Is that for saves too? Super skill picks.
Oh, 23 total.
You're fine. You managed to dodge. It was an advertising drone.
I did.
You smashed right into it. No, this is like there were two of these.
Can I punch it instead?
Oh, you're going that fast? No. You get to go fast. You get the penalty of not able to dodge. Shit. I should have been able to disadvantage. Yeah. So you're going to take.
He dodged me into it.
That's how you want to flavor it. Fine. You're going to take 14 points of electrical.
Oh, 7.
And
two steps.
And you have, like, you have a care hospital, like, logo, like, embedded in your chest because you're going so fast.
I am not dealing
Take
with
Take 11
that.
Points of fire damage, but you do burn it up.
Is that 11 because I...
No, I rolled a 6 and a 5.
Okay, but it cuts in half, but I might spell it.
And then you take 11.
Fuck. I'm hurting myself more than the machine. Alright. I'm not dealing with that.
Now, what you're going to find is that there is a silver, like, there's a silver capsule on your chest that did not burn up.
Alright.
It is warm to the touch because it was fire, but fine. Alright. We're going to go to Natalie/Brightforce. Roll me a perception check to try and find your dad.
I was gonna say, could I message Anthony about maybe helping me keep an eye on Dad?
Yeah, sure. What's a good number? A D12.
3.
I've got an 11. So no, he answers, but he's actually at a party with a couple friends.
But she offers, like, hey, would you want to come help me with this mission for my team with Dad?
Roll persuasion.
Now I have to scroll up again.
She's in bright light. Advantage.
You are in bright. Yeah, but you can't see that.
Is it FaceTime?
Was it FaceTime or was it audio or video?
It was audio. I called him.
Damn.
She rolled a 10 plus 12 for 22.
I got a 19 plus 3 for 22. Throw him a Benny in, and he'll
a Benny.
A benefit.
Yeah.
Give him something in addition. Something beyond. Just, hey, help me out with this.
Does she have anything that she can do? It was going to be something childish, which was, like, I'll do your chores for, like, a month.
Yes. Oh, I have a better one.
We still have the mind, so.
Yeah. Keep throwing me ideas.
Tell him that you'll write him as a very prominent, important piece in the after-action report.
Oh my gosh, you're so good at this! You're so right, I do that! Wow, that was wonderful! Do I hear, like, start growling, like a bear growl on the phone?
Yeah, let me get outside, I'll shift, and I'll be there in, like, 6 minutes. The party's just down there. The party's at a buddy's place in New Orleans, so...
Okay, I'm gonna be in the air looking for him. Could you man the ground to try and find him?
I'll step him out.
Step him out. Sound good. Alright. Go team.
You hear the sounds of claws rending steel as he goes down the side of the building. Because he can't get into the cape shaft.
He's not a cape.
He wants to be, but he's not one.
She's like, hey, she knows. I'm going to write this down.
That will give him a shining recommendation.
It's offer.
I did! Yeah! Just one of the whole video games thing, whatever.
God, he was still in Depresso Espresso mode.
Yeah, but I offered.
You need to offer.
You don't say, nobody offered.
No, but this giving him a prominent piece in the thing would be a great way to get him well
going
on the way.
Yeah.
I was in a great conversation once. Shit.
Yeah, there's a reason. Yeah. That's why you didn't notice his massive depression with your emotional senses. It's better. Not gone. But Natalie.
Yeah.
Roll me perception at advantage because you said you're taking to the air.
That's a
D12. That isn't going to help.
Roll a D12.
That's a 16 plus 10 for 26.
You're pretty sure you see your dad talking with some burly-looking men in white suits.
Just, Dad,
And we're going to flip back over to...
Damn it, Dad.
The portal, the black portal team. The shadow portal team.
Team teleport.
Yeah.
Or no, yeah, you're a team teleport with the shadow teleport. Shade is... It's all in your court. Shade is there, and you see him throw down what looks like a black mesh that disappears after a second. He says, she won't be able to teleport out.
Yeah, but she seems to be a little bit violent if she seems trapped.
Snaps his fingers, and two shadow dogs appear beside her.
Okay.
All right.
Bird mode it is.
Dogs it is.
And she, all she does is she reaches below the couch, and you hear a charging noise. You know what that noise sounds like. Who are you, and why did you come into my house?
It's okay. I told you I'd find you later.
Yeah, I figured you'd call me.
You, he gave you.
I gave you my card. I didn't get your
number. I was gonna call you after I finished my lunch. You don't have Rico here, but his hair has.
Oh, I yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even have me.
So. Yeah, I was gonna say that.
This is teenager lying to an adult who knows they're lying. You know.
I was totally gonna call you. that tone.
Yes.
She still has her hand. My insight is plus 11, yeah. So 21. You're passive
21. Yeah. Her ass is lagging.
I'm going, I told you I would find you. We need to... Your abilities are causing issues. Don't...
My abilities are awesome. Let's be
clear. I'm not saying that they're not awesome. I am saying that you don't know how to use them yet, and you are causing other problems. That
how would you get the dogs off my couch and my bed? The same thing. And we'll talk, but I'm not talking to Santa anything. You get the mutts gone. And she kind of like glares at the two shadowed. And Shade says, "You're running the mission. I'm just back up."
Yeah, go ahead and get rid of the dogs. It's okay.
Yeah. He doesn't snap his fingers, but he does like a whistle, and the dogs, one walks outside and sits in by the door, and one walks over to Sam to sit by him.
I brought a friend who will hopefully be able to help you understand and learn to control your abilities better.
I'm no stinking adults. I got this lock. I figured I'd tell him pretty in like no time at all after my birthday. It was awesome.
Okay, but you don't realize that you're leaving doorways open for...
Yeah, it makes it easy to go back there. I can go way farther because they're already open.
Yeah, but that also allows things from where you're tapping into to come through.
There's dead, isn't there? I went that one time. You're not there.
Oh. I know, but I'm listening.
Hey, you want to send me a trip?
There are things there that are not necessarily observable.
Don't bullshit a bullshitter. Don't with officers.
Persuasion. Isn't a negative?
This is crazy.
No, this is not a negative.
Okay.
13 plus 2 for a 15.
Let's see how right, you have a charisma item.
Yeah, that's why I have a plus 2.
8 plus 2 is 10. She believes you. She says, nah.
You know the two dogs that were here?
Yeah.
They're from there, too.
She says, technically, they're made of shadow stuff. They're not actually... denizens of the shadow plane. That shit's dangerous. Grandma told me I wasn't allowed to bring anything out.
Okay, but
he's very straight laced.
Yeah, I know.
He is the lawful good to Bright Force's chaotic good.
Make a good team.
Yeah,
we're pretty cute.
But yes, there are things there. There are things that are. Let's just say I've had a run-in with one of them, and I lost count of the number of people that it did things to.
Hold on. There's a half-truth there. Roll deception. And I'm going to roll insight advantage for a reason. Wow. Awesome.
Keep using those dice.
9 plus 2 for an 11.
Tied. I rolled 2 9s.
Tied goes to the runner.
Tied goes to the player. She looks at you like, you're not telling me everything, but I don't know why. But I assume. And what are you going to make me do? Maybe lock me up in some school? You know,
no.
So I gotta go back to the damn foster home? And you know, so this is not a rainbow kid. Obviously, no other rainbow kids want to be there. This is probably from some other foster home.
No, I will not. Let you. I will not force you to go anywhere you do not wish to go.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere but here, because I have this really good falafel, and she pulls another, like, little portal has been in the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm pulling out of the falafel light.
Oh, and we're taking care of that, Bill. It's okay.
The man is a dick. I've been trying to get him fired for months.
Oh, I think we managed that.
Sweet. Almond falafel is awesome. Terrible name. Awesome name. It's still, never mind. His name's awesome.
So there are certain things that you should know with the powers that people come up with. Some of them can be very benign, but some of them can be very dangerous, if not at least kept an eye on.
Wait, she told me I gotta get monitored the whole time? Damn it! I just got out from underneath a bad foster. I'm really not into the whole being watched thing.
Well, I would be happy to be a sponsor for you.
Well, I drop kicked the last guy who said he was going to be my sponsor and then tried to chase me around. And you realize she had a really, really bad foster experience.
Yeah.
When she said drop kick, she like mimes the goalposts, you know?
Yeah. There are plenty of jerks in the world. I am not one of them.
I don't get that vibe off you. It's still fucked up, though.
Does she recognize him?
No.
All right. He hasn't come out yet, but he,
I'm not a public
idea. You're famous. You're famous.
Your fame reset.
Your fame
you're
reset,
not
yeah.
crab anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Now, it's going to spike hard when you do your public, you're going public.
Yeah.
But until then, you don't exist.
Uh-huh.
You know? But Shade, he has the fact that he's riding his grandmother's coattails and they have the same name.
Yeah.
So, him being here, him vouching for you, is a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So we're all on the same page.
Okay. I'm going, you know, I Shade is here just as a person who has similar abilities to you. And I am sure he'll be able to give you some pointers so that it won't make a situation worse than it already is.
Okay. Okay. She pulls out the one bag of falafel out of the thing. Portal closes it, sits it next to her, and it's like a grocery bag that she's full of the other smaller bags. It looks like it's all there. I left the logs in there; they're really heavy. I don't want to hurt anybody if I don't have to. And she discharges. You hear a as she releases the grenade she was holding underneath her futon, and she says, "I may have to report a robbery as well. Seeing as I'm being honest right now,
is it happened to be in the mirror base at the
So what happened was this." Group of mercenaries knocked over the, and she goes like really like in depth about how like, and using proper military terminology, which is kind of strange. A group of mercenaries knocked over a convoy. All they took were those things, and then they dumped most of them except for the two creature grenades. And she found them and then moved them to that location.
Okay.
She says, "If you want, I can take you to where I found the rest of this stuff."
Yeah, that'll probably be high on the list next.
So. She points to Shade. "You're going to teach me how to close my shadow portals."
I'm going to pull up the phone. I'm going to go, "Can I get the pin where we're?"
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm going to show her. I'm going to show her the phone. And says, "So where? Which one of them is where you found these at?"
Oh, and it is the one deep in the socket.
So there's the one on the border of the socket. And
it's the one after it. Yeah.
Further in the socket.
Mm-hmm. And it's in like. It's the only part of the suck that people don't want. Like, the suck is the bad place to live, but that's just because it's not really great. It's better than the average city to live. This is like the tenement housing along the ridge that no one wants to live in. Because we had an influx of people, we needed to build things fast. Let's take advantage of these walls of stone. So there's no insulation. It's really the only bad place in the city to live. And that's where it is.
Alright.
So.
At this point, I'm assuming Shade and her will have a discussion, and we will meet you guys at...
I still have a portal in there, so I can get there from here in, like, no time flat. And you can help me close it, maybe.
That would work.
I could do that. Okay. All right, we're going to flash over to the flying squad as you're picking bugs out of your teeth.
Picking drones out of his chest?
What the hell?
And a silver capsule. It looks like a CO2 capsule for CO2 power BB gun.
Okay.
And burned it. Roll me a power. Okay. How did you burn it? Roll me.
It's the only fire spell I have left.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Roll me a straight up spell charisma attack roll, like a spell casting attack roll.
So you use what are your spells? You want to roll high or low?
Yeah. Hold on, Art. I'm gonna point a finger.
Okay, hang on. Okay. For just one moment, I'm writing down.
Okay, Natalie, I'm gonna point a finger.
Okay.
I have told Natalie what you want. I will not tell you what you want.
So she put like it.
Oh, and use that twin power to read her mind.
We don't aren't twins though. But she still tries.
Just use your head, Mike.
So I rolled a 9 + 12 = 1.
That is enough. The DC was 20. To burn that and burn like the Care logo essentially and not the entire contents.
What the fuck did you show me then?
Up.
Oh, I thought you were showing me one.
I did this.
I
closed my eyes so you didn't have to hold it up. Oh. So I managed to just burn that logo off.
Okay. It is all it has listed is Care Labs, and it has some chemical compound listed on it that's 25 characters long.
I read it. Hey, Brian, can you identify? Oh, wait, that's not you anymore.
I can drop you.
You're on the ground.
Please do.
Is there any more drones around?
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
And then Falcon lands on your shoulder.
Can I use him as a baseball bat to hit a few more?
You're not strong enough for that, no.
So, yeah.
When you do look at it and try and... That is not any compound that is known to modern science. That is probably something proprietary. And even at the end, there's like three question marks. Like, they took something out because it's proprietary.
I asked Jen about it. She knows
anything. We have no record of anything of that sort, but something similar to that was used. Was something they tried to use to combat power rot.
Okay, talk to me about that. She seems to be the expert on that.
She is the expert on power. She's the only one with a power that stops it.
We also need to have Shinsoku take a look at this. I mean, he's got the ability to identify things now.
Mm-hmm.
So. That might help us figure out what exactly this is. Once we have that, then we can talk to Brigade and see what she knows about that.
Okay.
And I forgot there was something I wanted to take care of in the last episode, because we just kind of skipped over a whole couple of weeks.
Okay.
Like my phone call for the two guys that were in the meeting.
Yeah.
The two guys that skipped out on the staff meeting.
Yes.
I get to at least, like, scan them? And,
yeah, they were both. Neither one of them were... Where they were just skipping
by. It was just simple
office place fuckery, yeah.
Yeah. But that was one thing I realized on the way here, like, oh shit.
And you know what? I've also been thinking about that too. I was just like, there had to have been something with that. That's weird that we just dropped it off.
They just skipped work.
Because we skipped the whole week in between.
And yeah. Like, you know. And things get missed. And we'll have to do the Mary call after we're done with this. It's looking, we'll do our best to get it done this episode.
Yep.
Actually, fuck it. She calls you right now.
Okay.
I make sure it's on Bluetooth so I can still hold him.
We landed.
Yeah, you landed.
Oh, okay.
So you're kind of looking for where it might be. It's not an exact ping, so you're looking. So Mary calls you, and she did not call you when you told her to, but the number is right. You were worried about her, but you tried calling and it never worked.
This number is disconnected.
Exactly. This number's out of service area, something like that. Like, she pulled the battery from it.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Damon?
Well, you okay?
Yeah.
I've been trying to contact you for weeks.
Yeah, it didn't exactly go as we planned. Something went wrong, and we only got here a couple hours ago. We were in this scary in-between place. Like, it was lots of hallways, and some of the kids were having trouble walking, so I had to hear their footsteps. And, we're safe now. We went and there were some people who said that they were there.
Okay, trying to think of the gardener's name. I can't
think of it
right now.
Jason. Her name is Jason. You sent him to Chicago, so no. Yeah. No, you sent FSA to get them. Mm-hmm. You sent an agent that way, yeah. Yeah, his name was Agent. He was an old guy with a right arm. Agent O'Malley?
Okay. Do I need a hold on Agent O'Malley?
No.
Okay.
He's like one of the OG agents. He works with Thunder. Like, OG, you know, fights with, like, friggin' Jedi, full-ass, full force powers. Metal arm.
The whole mind, it looks like Luke.
Metal hand? Just a metal hand. That's like,
Paul can edit it however he wants.
No, I'll keep it pure. You know, I'm part of this character. They know better. But he says his name is Agent O'Malley, and he's going to get his home safe. Wow. Most of us don't really have homes to go back to, apparently. But yeah, it should be okay.
Okay. As you know, I'm in Riverside City, so...
Uh-huh. He said that we could go back wherever we wanted. Most of them said they wanted to go back to family, but I don't have any, so I'm going to come to Riverside City.
What?
They said there's a nice place for me to stay there. It's called Rainbow. That's so colorful.
That's what I was thinking.
It's so colorful. It sounds awesome.
I was about to draw it on my whiteboard.
And they said there's a nice lady who went there, and her husband just joined her, so she's been really good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Mallory said, Agent Mallory said we have to go now. Bye, Damon.
Where are you at right now?
We're getting on a plane. It came out of the sky straight down.
So, it came out of the sky straight down.
Okay, got it.
He says that we're all going to go home. I'm in the west stop, so I'm going to be on the plane for a while. He said that I'm riding the passenger seat. I'm so excited.
Nice.
Oh, hey, Agent O'Malley. And O'Malley goes, Damon, thank you for telling me about these kids. I've been waiting in the region for the last 2 weeks. I've given up hope.
Glad you stayed.
This seems like a good bunch of kids. They're pretty strong for youngins, so...
They've been in a hard time. They will probably need some counsel.
Kids bounce back, but yes. The one on the phone, a little... You can tell this is, like, sub-vocal. It's kind of muffled. he says, the one on the phone, jeez, something else.
Yes.
Exceptional.
Yes.
We're going to put her in Iris's care, and she'll take care of her just right.
Good.
All right. I got the VTOL all spun up, so we got to go, but thank you, and I'll make sure that a good report goes in on your behalf.
Thank you.
I'll sign it off. He's like, that's a fucking phone call. He does not just say that. He is an agent to through and through. His ass has powers, and he's still an agent through and through. Never wanted to be more than an agent. He was just an agent. So you got that call from? Yeah, they were trapped in a maze, and eventually her powers and they were like, "Here's home." AKA,
they ended up in a maze.
No,
it was a maze crossed by a plane ship.
There was
a plane between planes.
Yes.
A plane between demiplanes. What the hell?
It was the maze spell.
Amazing!
And it is, you'll figure out because you're planar magic, it is a function he has to screw with people who try and leave his plane.
It didn't fuck with you. You just said, I actually took a real portal. No.
Those are the only ways out to go clean. Everything else has to go through a maze. Maze takes a DC, you have to hit an investigation check equal to the DC of the spell casting, which is higher than most of their intelligence. It was impossible for them to get out until something changed.
Yeah. Like somebody casting guidance.
Something happened, and Mary got them out.
Yep.
And she sent them out one by one until she could get them out.
Like a divine?
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Was she the other boy kid?
No.
God damn it. That would have been great.
No. We're operating on different levels of power.
Yeah.
Different chosen types.
Yeah.
You get that nice phone call, you get this smile on your face that won't leave for a second, and you realize that you're still in the field.
I hope she recognizes me with my change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smiling.
Yeah, it's an interview.
the emotion coming off of you is very different.
Okay, he has this, like, pure, unadulterated joy that you don't at all recognize.
Hi?
No.
I'm immune to drugs. No, that doesn't work on me.
You've seen high. This is like...
Yeah. This is weird.
Truly happy.
Weird. Okay. So, we got the third portal here, right?
Yep. Roll me a check. You eventually find it. It was a clothing store with it wasn't even like a nice clothing store. It was like a Salvation Army type thing.
22.
Yeah, you close it, snap it shut.
That's probably more tired than I
am. Yeah, you snap it shut, no problem. You realize that it was in, like, you find a pouch full of money with a note on top that says, sorry I didn't pay at the register. I needed to get going. And it's like $100. It's way more than she probably took.
Okay. I still close it, leave the money, or bring the money out to the register.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your... she sees the cape. Okay. I appreciate you giving it to us. If you find who left this, tell him thank you.
Will do.
And, alright.
Alright.
We'll take a couple minutes because Natalie's upstairs.
Yeah, he's closed.
Yes, yeah, he did.
Rolled 22. Cool.
I'm going to take my headphones out so we can rest for a minute. So we flash over to Bright Force, who is now standing with her brother Anthony and her father Roger.
Mm-hmm.
As Roger is standing... looking at three very, very large men with, you notice, now have care pins on their breasts.
She has her phone on her side and hits the oh shit button. And then for some reason on her phone now, and I believe that this was CC, was the are you sure it's a...
Yes.
Are you sure?
There's an are you sure, and it's actually like a little official CC going, are you sure this is actually oh shit moment? It actually like says that across the screen.
Little animated emoji of CC. Yes. Oh, is it the CC with the purple stripe?
Yes.
Okay. So he put it on there. It wasn't actually CC, it was him.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't CC in the other world. Yeah, it was.
It was CC.
It was CC.
Yeah. Just has a purple stripe.
She had the purple stripe, which I didn't get to ask about. Nope, you didn't.
So
you can ask. He would know.
Ah, we would know.
Correct.
But that would waste one of their other world.
It's general enough.
Got it.
Okay. So they're look. He's talking to these people, and he's like, and you finally catch up to him, and he says, "No, you cannot do that here. This is a public. This is a public forum. You cannot, you know, force people to go and do, you know, go and get into this inoculation line. That's not what you can do here." And he says, "We got a permit for this, and it's an ordinance requiring all people in this plaza to be inoculated against a particular nerve gas that we think may be a threat."
Natalie has a question.
Yes.
What does inoculate mean?
Given a vaccine.
Then absolutely, I'm pressing the ocean button. That's not good.
I mean, your dad seems like he's handling it.
We're also in the mental link still.
Yeah.
So, like, the alarm goes off, like, "What's up, Luna?"
I forgot that you guys are... No, I already have that one. Are you sure?
No, but you came in from the rest
nine
of
Nine is calling you.
Oh, did you guys add nine to the ocean button? No, no.
She built the ocean button.
Oh, no.
For a specific reason why it was on our phones.
Oh, no.
Nine is calling you.
Anthony, make sure that they're okay.
He just fucking bears out, and he stands over,
like,
his dad.
Standing behind dad.
Exactly.
Does he do a little headbutt?
He puts a paw on each of his dad's shoulders, like a 9 foot tall bear. And the guy's just.
So she answers as he's making that noise. Hi.
Why did you hit the oh shit button? If you can answer the phone, you shouldn't have hit the oh shit button. Hang up. I'm canceling.
Wait. I'm gonna FaceTime you. I'm going to FaceTime you. And then you'll realize why. FaceTime. And then she can see what's happening around me.
Natalie, roll a d12 for luck to see if she actually picks up.
She can see. No, because that's a feature with the FaceTime is that she can see what's happening
what's
around
your
me.
Good
and
number?
she sees little what's your good number? Care.
What's your good number?
Six.
I got a nine. So
should have gone with nine.
Should have gone
nine.
With nine.
Nine is your good number.
Apparently.
She does not answer.
No, because she can see the care.
Saying, you get a text saying, "Lobbyists are not my concern.
They said that they are going to do something with gas and hypnotize people, basically. I know it. Believe me, Nine! Answer the phone!"
Keyword is nerve gas.
Nerve gas.
She calls you back. You heard them say nerve gas?
Yes.
Wow, some flunkies with no brains.
She starts holding up the phone so they can hear the conversation.
Natalie, suggestion? Mm-hmm. Hold it behind your dad so they don't see it. That is clever. Because you also have a bear between you and them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right. And what the next thing they say is, they said, "We have an ordinance," and they hold out a piece of paper that you hear the crinkling because you're behind him. You can't see behind your thick-ass brother. And your dad takes it and he says, "This says you can, like, form a stand, but it doesn't require everyone to do it. And I don't see... my signature on this, and I'm required for this kind of ordinance." So, denied, he rips it in half. He says, "You can leave now, or I'll have my CAPE team escort you out." And they grumble, and he says, "Bright Force, can you take care of this for me? Get these flunkies out of here."
All right, now I'm going to go in my back pocket, okay? And then she goes her in the back pocket, and goes out in front.
You hear, ba-boonk, as the call disconnects. You get a text.
I'm assuming that she's coming. She doesn't read the text message yet.
Jen reads the text message in your ear. You can handle this, period. Three burly-ass men, probably 18 plus strength, but you have 24 strength, so you walk them around like they bitches. You know, the full, like, you're like the shuffleboard stick. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just like shunting them along. They're like, "Why can't we stop moving? Why can't we stop moving?
Why is she still pushing us?
Why is she so strong?"
They just turn around and walk away. They said, "You'll be hearing from our lawyers." Blah, 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 blah.
Well, guess what? You'll be hearing from mine. Oh, fuck, he ain't my lawyer anymore. Shit.
No, he is.
Oh, no, I do still have my lawyer. You'll hear from my lawyer.
So you make it. They actually enter. They get onto a large RV, which looks like weirdly modified. Like the side of it might open, and then they get in and they just tear ass away.
Taking pictures.
There is no license plate.
Taking pictures.
That seems illegal.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
You know that
It is not illegal to have a stationary bus that has no license plate. There, I actually saw a thing where there was a company that would take off their license plates whenever they're inside, like inside a building, because people were stealing them. So they're attached with a really strong magnet. They pull it off. They deactivate it, and then they take it off.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So,
Luna, what happened?
So she gives them the rundown. But now you can see why I pressed the button, yeah? Because it was kind of.
Nine canceled the button, by the way.
Oh no, we know. We get the cancel order.
Yeah. No. It just stops going.
And then flashes a nine across the screen.
Yeah. A nine with like angry eyebrows over top of it.
It's just
so, looking at listening to that. You know, her rendition of the conversation. Look at the capsule again. Hey, Shinsoku?
Yeah?
Could this stuff be a nerve gas? As I'm holding, like, my thumb over the cap where, you know, the exit point.
You holding it, you feel like there's something that, like, if you were to push it wrong, it would burst.
Yeah, that could definitely hold something that could definitely be dangerous. Well,
just for your reference, a canister of sarin that big would be enough to kill an entire city.
Why do I get the feeling I'm going to be doing something I did in one of the early episodes?
Grenade!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know how that ended?
Wait a minute. I'm immune to poison!
Guess what? I'm also immune to poison.
Oh, God.
We have the right people on the job.
Me as a meta, I know what's going to happen, and
yeah. You can't say shit.
I know.
And I appreciate you keeping your game face.
It's
on.
Hard.
All right.
Well, we still need to go to the next.
Yep. The last one.
Yep. No, there's still two more.
No, that was the second to last.
No.
The red and the blue.
Still two more. The red and blue still.
But there were black
four
one.
Black
ones. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yep. You've gone to three black ones so far. You need to go to the last black one.
The red and the blue one.
Oh.
So, but while we're flying, I'm going to contact Brigitte if she has a moment.
Yeah, she puts up in like what's your number in 12?
Well, if I can see her, I can talk to her.
Oh, yeah, she's actually flying.
Like, where's the purple flame? There it is.
Yeah, it's purple flames?
That's what I always picture.
No, I always thought red.
Yeah, she's got like
red, yellow.
Reddish gold and flames. Actual like red where's and the, gold, not red and yellow.
Where's the flames? Yeah, that's probably her.
Yeah, it is.
Brigitte? Nope, that one's Helen.
Oh, cool.
Wrong color.
It's like, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, okay, we're flying, and hi, I got a question.
Shouldn't she still be dealing with the riots?
If you got a minute.
She is. But yeah. I don't have a minute, but you've already called me. What?
I start reading off the
I am not the person who knows anything about chemical makeups.
Okay, well, from what I understand, call Jolly. It's some kind of thing with Power Rush.
Call Jolly.
Okay.
Where did you get the Power Rush from?
It was in a capsule. Oh, in a
got
drone.
It. Yeah, got it.
Care drone.
Got it. Care drone with Power Rush. That's unusual.
Something I think they said. It. He said it was the treat Power Rush. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, they were working on a drug a while back, but it never worked.
Well, some care flunkies were talking about setting up a booth to inoculate people against a nerve gas strike.
Oh, that's not good. All right.
Yeah, and I'm kind of trying to put two and two together. I'm not exactly the deductive reasoning type.
I respect the understanding of your limits. tap those on your team who are... you're our only mobile team right now. Everyone else is pretty much all hands on deck, keeping the city safe.
Gotcha.
Weren't you guys supposed to be in the square, though?
Yeah, we were. We're dealing with another issue that's taken us...
Did you find a backup team?
Sorry, the phone call's breaking up.
I'm going to assume that in the next 20 minutes there'll be a backup team on site, or you'll be
if we called it.
No, because remember I said at the beginning, I said we called in and said that we are doing interdimensional. Yeah. There's an interdimensional situation going on.
Did you call for backup?
I don't remember if we did that in the previous.
You
game.
Didn't.
Yeah.
No, we are smart enough that we would have.
Yeah.
We are not as smart enough.
Roll me a wisdom check.
Or I roll a 12, and you tell me us the number.
Just roll it. Everyone roll wisdom.
Proficiency?
Flat wisdom.
21.
The DC was 20.
19 plus 2 for 20.
Yeah. One. You both
wisdom
realize.
Wisdom save?
Just regular sense. Wisdom.
Yeah, you want to roll wisdom save.
Can I do a wisdom save, please?
No.
Let's not talk about it.
So
it was a one. It was a one plus zero, zero, one. It's one, guys.
I did a little better. I rolled a three plus one for a four.
I probably hit the panic button when we...
So between Blastar and Demon, they realize that you needed to call in for backup. So mid-flight, you're like, shit, we gotta call backup. And you made it, and you called in actually some auxiliary members. You call in Artillerist, Controller, Haka, and Inferno.
I was gonna say...
Inferno's off desk duty.
Haka is left there. The team.
Yes, yep. You call in those three.
I was gonna say
Artillerist,
because we
Controller and Inferno.
And Inferno.
Because we switched with Giant, would Giant have to come in then? Because we switched with him.
Because he took he took vacation.
Yeah.
I was gonna say because I rolled a one as we're leaving. We're like, oh yeah, we should probably call backup. And she hits the oh shit button, and then everyone around her is like, Luna, you hit the oh shit button. Oh. I forgot that you guys are around.
And Inferno's like, thanks for giving us something to do. Like, I was at this dead ass party, but this is good. Thanks.
Was it the same party?
Yes.
Awesome. He left before the bear climbed down the side of the building.
Yes.
Who hosted this party?
It's a massive Raver party downtown, and it was actually at.
You really should give him a fourth member.
Yeah.
Like a certain mage. In my backstory?
Nope. Not what I was thinking of.
Nope.
No, I went with a certain big
furry person.
I know,
well, that would work. My thought went somewhere else, but he's part of a different team.
Oh.
Oh, George?
Yeah.
No.
The big furry muscle.
The big furry muscle.
It replaces one shapeshifter with another.
I swear.
Yeah, it really did.
We gotta pick him at some point, call him Yogi.
When he starts liking me again, we can do that.
Well, he likes me, so...
I know, he keeps talking about you, and it makes me feel really bad about myself.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So,
it's like he got an older brother that he never had.
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys make your way to...
The other side of the suck.
The other side of the suck, and into the place that... There's, like, no one lives there anymore. They're literally all abandoned, and there's talk about converting into like a mall or something because there's no one living there.
Okay.
Anyone with a crazy, stupid passive perception, I won't have to roll.
22. 30.
No, 25 was the break.
I got the highest I could possibly get.
That is untrue, and you know it.
I'm using a magic item to boost it even.
I know.
Mine's natural.
Yeah, I'm only at 16. For my perception.
You can roll. Anyway, everyone can roll perception, but with the passive 30, I'm not going to make you roll unless you want to try and get more detail.
Can I roll perception?
Yes.
I'm not even there.
No, but you went. I thought someone went to get you.
No, she wasn't there. She was dealing with the suits.
Great, because I rolled an 8.
All right, so...
plus 10.
Plus 12 for 26.
Okay. Then you're going to hear it. Rob, did you roll or did you not bother?
I'm going to get my 30.
Okay. And Erk.
I rolled. I did. I got a 16.
Okay, that's your average. So the 26. You're gonna hear. You hear the sounds of like weapons check. The sound of like clearing the equivalent of clearing a chamber. In
those missing grenades.
Shit.
And then you hear it saying, "I can't believe they're making us use these to set these off. These things are so expensive." That's what the boss said. I don't know what you're talking about.
You must.
With a 30, you hear, we're team 3 of 4. At least we're not team 4. They got the real shit job. Having to deal with Government Plaza.
Gotcha. So, we gotta find 2 more teams worth of care agents.
So,
I'm gonna hate this.
At this point, you guys snap in, the teleporty team snaps into existence.
In the middle of
10... very well armed and armored paramilitary looking assholes who are carrying grenade launchers.
Yeah.
And what looks like a modified tactical energy pistol. Along with a strange, with what you recognize as an energy saber, which you've noticed is showing up on more and more police officers and things like that. Or like an energy baton, because they need something that for close quarters and. Because a lot of things can shrug off energy blasts.
Yeah.
They're not nearly as damaging as bullets used to be.
Yeah.
And they're like, shit, it's the capes, get them! And with that, it's time to end.
I knew it.
Good night, everybody. And if you're enjoying us, check out the links below.
hopefully, you know, you'll enjoy interacting with us socially.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.